In these heady weeks of transition, perhaps you found yourself asking what happens next. Sports fans know there's no such thing as a sure thing, and as Victor Wishna explains in A Fan's Notes, that's the point.
Uncertainty. It's a word you might be hearing a lot right now. And whether you're jubilant or traumatized or just bewildered, you're probably feeling it, too. Can't think why. The truth is, we never know what the future may hold. And while that may induce panic attacks in some of us in real life, it's also, in a nutshell, the essence of sports fandom. We follow teams, we study stats, we anticipate, above all, we hope, but we don't know. Regardless of the point spread, we can't say what will happen, which player will make the crucial play, or which lucky bachelorette Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce will choose on his completely absurd but superbly distracting dating show, Catching Kelce. It's that uncertainty of win or lose, and the often unanswered supplication of may the best team win, that is the source of all the distress and eustress that makes sports such a stimulant. That is, air quotes, why they play the game. But sports is controlled chaos, where we are united in our passion with generally healthy divisions, where there is no red versus blue, only red and gold versus silver and black versus whatever you call that puked up orange Gatorade color that the Denver Broncos wear. Recently, the Chiefs have made an art form of courting doubt while still winning 18 of their last 21 games, by far the NFL's best record in that span. After Sunday's game-ending field goal capped a 20-point comeback at Carolina, they seem to be on their most promising run in years. And yet, we just don't know. But we do get to watch. NBC has already decided to flex the Chiefs' first matchup with the Broncos over Thanksgiving weekend up to the Sunday primetime slot. Upon hearing the news, a friend from Denver wrote to express his current lack of confidence in his team. I wrote back to say that, likewise, I am never confident when the Chiefs play the Broncos. Also, that I have recently decided never again to be confident about any predicted outcome. Can't think why. Speaking of which, the forecasting site 538, fresh off last week's statistically and internationally significant polling errors, gives the Chiefs a 94% chance of making the playoffs. But hey, don't panic. They might still make it. And if they don't win, it's a shame, but nothing that can't be overcome. More than once in the past few days, I've been drawn to a quote that's going around all the social medias. You probably know it, distinctively articulated by James Earl Jones, from a screenplay by Phil Alden Robinson, based on a book by W.P. Kinsella about a certain diamond in an Iowa cornfield. I can hear it now.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time.
It's one of those heartwarming, quintessentially American sentiments, no? Of course, Kinsella was Canadian. But the point remains. In times of turmoil, sports is a reassuringly normal part of life. Not an escape from the challenges we face, but a temporary refuge that allows us to recharge and reconnect and propels us through our trials, triumphs, and travesties. Speaking of travesties, I totally DVR'd Wednesday night's bombshell season finale of Catching Kelce. I'm pretty sure he's going to pick Verana over Lauren or Maya, but no spoilers, okay? Just let me enjoy the uncertainty.
Take me out to the ballgame. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. And I don't care if I never get back. So it's root, root, root for the home team. They don't win, it's a shame. It's one, two, three strikes you're out at the old ball game.
Victor Wishna is a writer, editor, and sports fan. He lives in Leawood. That's our show for today. You can listen to previous programs and download our podcasts at kcur.org/up-to-date. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. I'm at PTS Brian. I'll be back on Monday when we discuss the potential for building audiences for the arts in Kansas City. We'll also find out how one rock musician unlocked his creative potential. Our theme music is composed by Bobby Watson. We had help this week from KCUR's Linda Scher, Danny Alexander, Luke Martin, Coy Duggar, Ryan Hennessy, and Corinne Dorian. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Brian Ellison, and you are up to date. At the old ball game, play Jethro.